welcome to the show, Laurel Primo, coming to us from Northwestern Michigan. Laurel, how are you?
I'm real well.
Terrific. Congrats on the newest album, Laments.
Thank you, Jeff.
A beautiful, heavy record that is ruminating on, and I love this, the possibility of locating a state of perhaps the ecstatic within grief, which we're going to talk about. But if you could just introduce yourself a little bit to the listeners here, because you are an amazing fiddle player, an amazing singer, an amazing songwriter, musician, and have been tapping into American traditional music and also Nordic traditional music. You're blending your Finnish heritage with this Michigan folk energy and a little bit of energy from the South and all over. You just have such an eclectic sound. Tell the folks about where Laurel Primo exists and what describes you best, because I could not do it.
Oh, that felt very beautiful to me.
Great.
That felt very beautiful. I want to inhabit all of that always.
And were these energies, American traditional folk music and just, I guess, traditional music, was that something that we were just introduced to very early on in your life?
Yes, it was. I grew up playing traditional music in the Upper Peninsula and was really active playing music with my family inside of where that music lives naturally, inside of dances in old Finnish farm halls, community gathering jams, community concerts, putting on folk dances. So I got to hear a lot, and it embedded. Yeah.
Do you have maybe just general memories or even specific memories about really formative experiences? Because it sounds like for a great portion of your life, you were really exposed to experiences in which, and I'm going to speak vaguely, you could witness and even touch the power of music and actually kind of see it demonstrated. I have to imagine you had some moments like that.
So many. So many. And more are coming back to me now in this stage of life. Mm-hmm. Whatever love I've been giving to my brain lately, it seems like more memory is filtering in. Just a glimpse here and there naturally. And I'm so grateful to be able to go to remember, to go back. Mm-hmm. I was just putting together a playlist of some deeply feeling music or some grieving music for another publication. And working on that reminded me of the first time I was sitting in a concert and overwhelmed by emotion. I think I was 13. And it was at a concert of this Irish guitarist named Jerry O'Baron. And I was just overwhelmed by beauty. That was the first time that I was in awe, maybe in awe as an experience.
Yeah,
but just taking in the wave of all of his sounds and the complexity of all those relationships of notes. Mm-hmm. That memory came back to me very recently. So I give so much gratitude to Jerry's music. And yeah, there's plenty of other very formative memories. I recall I was looking up some music about like bones music, hand percussion instruments the other day. And I remembered when we would invite this local legend, Johnny Perona, to play with us for a few songs for a dance. Mm-hmm. When I knew him, he was a very old man. And so for stamina reasons, we'd just invite him to play a couple in a row with us. And he'd demolish. he would make the dancers go into a frenzy, and anyone just watching would be in awe of his His weaving of percussive sound and shape as he literally wheeled around with his body, playing the bones. And yeah, there's endless scenes like that that I feel so grateful to have been in the center of as an experience. Yeah.
Yeah. And you have to carry that through. So I really tapped into a previous release of yours, which was Golden Loam. Fantastic album.
Thank you so much.
You followed that up with The Minstrel Boy Has Gone to War.
Just an extra single leftover from that project.
Indeed. Golden Loam. Any thoughts on that record? It's beautiful album art. The font on it looks kind of medieval. The music feeling very timeless. Otherworldly, a little ethereal. Thoughts on that one before we get into Laments?
Well, that record is a lot of the sound of what a concert of mine sounds like these days. A combination of guitar and some lap steel and some of this fiddle and vocal music now weaving in. But that Golden Loam record was kind of the first presentation of my voice through that instrument, even though guitar had always been a tool along the side, even though I hadn't been playing that on stages in my 20s at all. So it was a self-discovery and a joy of solo exploration of a lot of this music, just being able to lay things out with as much tenderness as I wanted to, as much patience, because I was playing solo. So it was kind of an experiment in that way. Mm-hmm. How would I feel this music if I was just able to play all on my own? And it taught me such great things that I carry into my collaborative work now too.
You had been in previous projects where it was collaborative or an ensemble. This is big. I mean, that album was big. It was your sort of emergence into being a solo artist. And now here you are a few years later, you have Laments. I do want to talk a lot about this album. I do want to pass it right over to you, but I have seen that these four songs, beautiful songs. It's sort of, we are talking about sort of the ritual energy of grief work and put to music, and it's just fiddle and vocals, and pretty much not even exactly even words. We can talk about that, but I think you really are tapping into that sense of awe, that sense of catharsis, that sense of transcendentalism that music can possibly offer. But tell us about Laments.
When you were just talking and you took much time on that last word.
Yes.
my heart just went to the core of it in trance.
Yes, yes.
And I was mixing that with the memory of what I had just shared with you.
Yeah.
Right. Watching this old percussionist physically maybe making trance work with repetitive sonic stimulation and movement of dance. Right. Or I experienced awe inside of a trance of listening to this guitarist when I was 13. And so maybe that's all at the core of this. Fine. And is in Golden Loam a little bit too, but is now even more secured in my work. Like I've been on a independent journey of studying what is trance inside of music and movement for me. My body kind of led me there naturally. I saw myself rocking in ways on stage when I got lost in the music. I saw traditional forms of like entering ecstasy happening spontaneously. So I thought, dang, what could happen if I actually studied that more with my breath or with my dance or with the kind of chant like music that I play? Mm-hmm. So that all that activity is running alongside this devotion to Laments, which was also spontaneous. Mm-hmm. It was not on purpose that I began to make this music. I began to make it out of need, out of what my body demanded for its transformation processes when it was hurting. In 2021 is when I started making some of the sounds that became the record, and we were all very alone then.
I found Golden Loam kind of in the midst of 2021, which is a kind of a disorienting, dislodging mm-hmm. experience. And so you're writing the music that is now in Laments during 2021.
Yeah.
Perhaps a time to grieve just generally.
Just generally.
Yeah.
Yeah. For communal loss of life,
right.
Upturning of our systems, of support and love, and as well as deep personal changes that were making my whole life different than it was before. Mm-hmm. So in those practice rooms, sometimes the practice rooms in the pandemic were actually quite grand compared to what I was used to, but because I could rent an office building because nobody was working.
Oh, wow.
So I could rent this big reverberant space to work in for the afternoon for a couple months, right? And my body just inside of my improvisations began to make these long reaching, yearning and crying music. And I just let that happen and chased them and protected them for the experiences they were.
Mm-hmm.
And then later decided to make compositions based on those pieces I found inside of that, those solo experiences, kind of those experiences in liminal space.
Sure.
I decided to make some music based on what I pulled out in my nets the deep water.
Beautifully put. Because the way you say liminal space, I'm like, well, if you're kind of just jamming for a half an hour, that feels like a liminal space. But then you were actually recording it in a liminal space in like an abandoned space. Wow. This is a 4-song album that runs up to about 25 minutes. So anyone at home who's doing math, that can probably tell you those are pretty big pieces. So that is a heck of a thing to arrange. That must have been quite an experience.
It's funny. I've noticed in the last 3-4 years that my body, like when I make an arrangement, my body really wants to make like a 6-minute song.
Yeah.
That's when it's done. And that's so like not radio friendly. Yeah. It's so not a pop hit, you know. And you know, my notoriety be damned. Mm-hmm. I'm making long music. Mm-hmm. I'm making long form media.
Except for one track that has a radio single length of Grief of the Angler.
Yeah, that one's a 4-minute track. The other ones are about 9 minutes on this record, mm-hmm. but just long, slow burns, exploring the corners of these feelings to try to visit them fully with the body.
Mm-hmm.
For the potential of moving to the other side of them.
Yeah. And then beautifully put, I really cannot help but quote this back to you, which is right there on your Bandcamp, of music that can help someone connect with what tremendous energy, what love led to this immense feeling. And also even just this love that results in pain and what beauty is there in that. That's amazing.
Yeah. I'm in awe of it too.
Yeah.
There was some turning point of gratitude when I was experiencing very challenging years. Mm-hmm. There was some turning point of gratitude of just being thankful to feel at all,
mm-hmm.
and being feeling grief in such a colorful, alive, fantastic way inside of me. Mm-hmm. I could see it. I could see it like someone who sees colors when they hear music. When I was mourning, I was experiencing it as chromatic. Is that the word?
Yeah.
No. Color. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Inside of me. Mm-hmm. Vibrant, very vibrant, blazing pain. And because that was such a spiritual experience, I was in awe and thankful for it. It helped me realize how lucky I am to have had any experience that would lead to this love. Disconnection from love, this acknowledgement of love as a human.
Beautifully put. Again, like I said, the power of music. It's so right there.
Yeah.
I wanted to also ask, there is the closing song is titled Iowa, which mm-hmm. I would love to hear more about, because lazy internet research would tell me that that's possibly a Nordic word, maybe meaning forever, but I could be way off.
I really appreciate you.
I try.
You, digging in there. That, and maybe we'll follow this up with a little conversation about sound or vowels chosen inside of this project. But those syllables, Iowa, were what came to me when that piece came to me. When the core chant of that piece came to me, Iowa was there. And maybe I'll jump into the second question as part of this, that like inside of this project, I allowed myself to explore vowels freely. I freed myself from language to try to express something more core than language, or more core than, let's say, let's put it personally for me, my personal limits as a poet. That's you know, making a lot of space for the mystics of the world and their amazing poetry. For me, even in everyday speech, sometimes it feels like I'm needing to go very slow because I'm translating from pulling up something deeper that I'm struggling to try to figure out how to say. And in this music, I just gave myself permission to use the sounds that matched the emotional content that I was exploring. And that can be very scientific if we want it to be, because different pitches, different resonances reverberate different caves inside of our body. Mm-hmm. Like when I'm working with vocal students, I'm together with them exploring what shapes of your mouth, what looseness of your muscles can send the reverberation below your lungs, to the top of your lungs, to your face, or high up to above your brows, you know, these different sounds that we can make. There's so much power there, and there's no doubt why cultures for millennia associate different mantras and chants with different energy centers in our body, because it's literally vibrating that part of your body, right?
Yes.
So because with that practice and experimentation in tow in my life. I just allowed myself to explore that in this music, to have it be this more universal sound that could be interpreted by the user for how they needed it. Mm-hmm. Yes, maybe I am singing a song that cuts to the lungs.
Yeah.
And then the user of this thing that I've decided to share can be working with what is heavy in their lung area. Mm-hmm. I will follow up.
Sure.
On your first question, yeah, about deliberate meaning, though, you know, in making music without using a specific language, I'm bound to accidentally stumble upon some combinations of vowels that actually are a near homophone. Is that the word?
Yep.
In some language. So once in a while, when a double syllable one would show up, I decided to try to research just to make sure I wasn't making any offense, right? Mm-hmm. And with awe, I found that several, and specifically with this sound, Iowa, that there's several examples of near homophones being used in traditional lament environments or medicinal environments that are very similar to that word.
Wow.
South American, Nordic, as you said. Mm-hmm. So there's no need for me to display those further, but sure, just to say that it was very awe-inspiring for me that this reverent feeling song, those vowels are reverent in other places too. Yeah.
Mentioned to me that you were going to be working on or revealing sometime in the next month or so, maybe some video projects connected to this. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah.
With laments?
Yeah. For this project, I wanted to deliver the full audio all at once to not chop it up. So with that in mind, I released the audio album on Halloween. Mm-hmm. And now in the month or two that follow, I'll be releasing videos that accompany each of these songs. The first, which I'll be releasing really soon, is a collaboration with a Montreal, I guess we could call him a macro cinematographer, someone who orchestrates chemical reactions and films them extremely close to make these well, it could be interpreted in a lot of ways, but often they are dreams of the stars. Mm-hmm. You know, often they are, they can be interpreted as the macro or the micro. Let's just say that. So there's a couple of videos that I collaborated with him on. And then another special one that I collaborated with Detroit-based filmmaker John Hansen on. Might be a friend of yours.
Oh, yeah.
And a modern dancer from up here where I live, Yali Rivlin. Mm-hmm. So that'll be coming out too.
Amazing.
Down the line.
Amazing. Is there anything we didn't touch on or I didn't get to about this record? Now that you have been, I mean, you're 3-ish years away from the actual writing of it, you engineered this, mixed it, you were really living in this record for a while. Now it's out there in the world. Vague question, but deep breath. How does it feel? or I guess, what are you hoping? You did tap on this, but maybe you could say a little more if you want to. What are you hoping that listeners are going to maybe take away from this or experience whilst in it, maybe?
I'm very glad it's out. Mm-hmm. There was a long gestation there. I have no specific hope or control over what happens now. Mm-hmm. The music was a help for me to make.
Yeah.
There was a process there that changed me, mm-hmm. and brought me through something, brought me to the other side of something, transformed me with each of these. And I offer it. I offer it in the chance that it can be anything.
Yeah.
Anything helpful, in the same way that, you know, I'll make incense from the sap on a tree, and the tree brought that sap up to protect its wound, to heal and transform its wound. Mm-hmm. And now I want to appreciate and take in that amazing scent from all that power that went into that process for that tree. This music is maybe similar to that, that there might be value for it outside of the initial help that it gave to me.
Amazing. Laurel Primo, thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight. It's been a pleasure to chat with you about it.
Such a pleasure. Thank you for bringing up all these wild trails. Thanks for the questions that led to really wild places.
The music inspired it. Laments is
and
the
for
new
your
album.
Patience.
Oh, of course. Of course. Laments is the new album by Laurel Primo, Traverse City based amazing singer-songwriter, composer, arranger, fiddler, guitarist, etc. Laurel Primo on Instagram. It is all just the two names together. And Laments is out there on Bandcamp, and a video is coming around the bend. Thanks again, Laurel.
Thank you so much.